This is Dr. Mahaley, attending for the patient Ashley Billings, B-I-L-L-I-N-G-S, medical records on 48358, Denver 12-5-19-43. Refer physician Dr. Nandam. Procedure performed: EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, statue placement. Date of the procedure, February 2nd, 2022. Indications: iron deficiency anemia, post-op diagnosis, impression 1. Magastritis, there's a nodule in the smooth, what appears to be inflammatory nodule in the stomach antrum. Number 3, irregular C line biopsy taken from Lyle Barrett's. Number 4, internal hemorrhage, 5, diverticulosis coli. Number 6, there is a multilobulated friable mass in the hepatic flexure, possibly in the hepatic flexure ascending column. Multiple biopsies taken, tattoo placement. There's another small mass in the mid-transverse colon and distal transverse colon. Biopsies taken, tattoo was placed, pure paragraph. Death insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD. Hepatic flexure ascending column for the colonoscopy. Complications on immediately. Medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, pure paragraph. Open procedure. After aspirin, EGD template, period. After EGD was done, pressure was turned. Rectal exam was done, showing no significant abnormalities. Pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the anorectal area, rest of the colon, into the hepatic flexure ascending colon without complications, period. Sequel not examined due to the presence of mass obstructing, period. Examination performed upon withdrawal, period. Oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitor done in the procedure, period. Retroflexion performed at the rectum, period, paragraph. Findings, he defines oropharynx appear normal, period, paragraph. Esophagus, Z-lines appears irregular. Biopsy taken from Lyle Barrett's, period, paragraph. Stomach appear normal. Otherwise, biopsy taken from antrum and body radiation pylori, period, paragraph. In the stomach antrum, there's a small smooth nodule. Appears to be an inflammatory nodule. This is about 3 to 4 millimeters. Biopsy taken, period, paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, period, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage, period, paragraph. Sigmoid descending colon, multiple diverticular scene, period, paragraph. Inflammation appear normal, period. Transverse colon, hepatic scattered diverticulosis present, period, paragraph. Also in the transverse colon, distal transverse colon, there's a wide base polyp with appearance of a ulcerated small mass, period. Multiple biopsies were taken and tattoo was placed, period, paragraph. In the hepatic flexure slash ascending colon, there is a multilobulated large friable mass, period. This is obstructing. I'm unable to pass the scope beyond that area, period, paragraph. Multiple biopsies were taken and a tattoo was placed, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-inflammation. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number. Patient will need a referral for oncology and surgery once diagnosis has been confirmed for malignancy, period. Patient is to follow up in GI office in the next 1 or 2 weeks, period. Further recommendations will be based on pathology report and patient clinical course, period. End of the case.